You're listening to the Gold Squadron Podcast, your home for X-Wing discussion, strategy, and entertainment.
This is episode 83 of the Gold Squadron Podcast. I'm your host, Dio Morales, and today I'm joined by William the Wookiee Hagwood.
Hey.
Marcel, yes, he's an Ewok, but he's going as a, what is it, a Shaggy for Halloween, Manzano?
A Shaggy?
Yeah, a Shaggy.
Scooby-Doo, man. A Shaggy. The Shaggy.
You're the. Well, I mean, your variation on him, right? I don't know. A. I'm going to call you A. There's a lot of different Shaggies. You're a Shaggy.
A. That's, I'm the Canadian Shaggy.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm Shaggy, eh?
And Steve Cascade Games Cameron.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
So today we're talking all about the System Open Series. This is our System Open Series preview. We got Steve Cameron here. We're going to be breaking it down. We're going to be asking him all the hard questions, see what we can get out of him. And we're super happy to have him. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Dion.
Alrighty, so before we dive into that, of course, we got to do some of our house cleaning things. Yes, I'm dressed as a dinosaur. This is our Halloween episode. Yes, tomorrow's Halloween, but this won't be published until tomorrow. So, yeah. Feel free. Take your snapshots now. Make your memes. It's okay. I'm okay with it. I signed up for this, right? So, let's talk about some of our upcoming live streams. First, League Night is canceled tomorrow for our... Listen, for our live stream, there is no League Night live stream tomorrow because I will be at home with my daughter trick-or-treating and handing out candy and doing those things that a daddy's got to do. So no League Night stream.
What is she dressing up as?
She is Anna from Frozen.
Oh.
And my wife is Princess Merida from Brave. So, our costumes don't match, but we're having a great time. Alrighty, and then other events we have coming up this weekend, the Minock Open. We're streaming live the whole weekend. We got Saturday and Sunday, and here's a couple of cool things happening that the Minocks have told me about. They haven't, I don't think they've officially spoiled it yet, but I might be jumping the gun, but I'm going to do it anyway. Okay, so Saturday, we'll be live. It'll be great. If you're going to the Minock Open, you'll see me there streaming. Now Sunday, their Sunday space for the cut is not the same space as Saturday. They don't have enough space to host everybody who's going to be there, who came in. So they've partnered with a local gaming cafe, and they're going to have the stream on all their TVs in the gaming cafe. That's going to be like the live look-in place. You know how when you watch a sports game and you get like the shots of the people at the sports bar watching the game? We're going to have that experience on Sunday for the people who are there at the Minock Open. Should be a great time. They got drinks. They got food. It's going to be awesome. And then we're talking about it now. PAX Unplugged is coming up. We're going to have our first look at the System Open Series and how all this is going to be working out. That's November 30th through December 2nd. Now, before we go too far, we got to give our shout-outs to our patrons. Thank you to our new patrons. Paul, man, you've got a last name. Let's try here. Paul Saborine Herzog. Thank you so much. And Gonzalo Sanchez Toranes and Paul Fuller. Thank you guys so much for your support. And remember, guys, we did reach that goal for international travel, so that's going to be a thing that's happening. The Google form is closing next Tuesday, so make sure if you have a suggestion for me, go ahead, drop it in there. Make sure you give me whatever dates and information you have. Now, I will say that there is a specific country event group that has actually offered to help offset some of the travel costs to their event, which is absolutely amazing of them. And yes, it probably means that's where I'm going because it helps the budget. But what that also means is it's going to help me stretch the budget and maybe even get a second overseas event to be able to have the budget to do that. I know there was a couple people asking, like, why haven't you been asking people to like give you money for that? Like, I feel a little bit weird about it, but I want to tell you guys because somebody did offer it. So, if that's something that your event would be able to do to help offset the cost of the travel going overseas, I mean, the more that we can stretch the budget, the more places I'll go. So that's just something to put out there. If you guys want to contact me about it, we'll work something out. But super, super excited to get that done. Yeah. Last thing for patrons here and all of our fans. Templates, they're officially sold out. If you didn't get your templates order, your pre-order in, you snoozed. But I have reached out to Curl Paul. They're the ones who are manufacturing them for us. And we were able to add some onto the order. We couldn't add on too many because of the amount of work that he's got to do and ordering and things. So I'm going to be adding some more to make them available on the website on Friday. So take a look there. Patrons, you do have an exclusive code to get a discount there. So make sure you make that happen. And if you haven't seen them yet, here is a preview. Oops, other side. There's a preview of our upcoming alternate art cards. And we do have a mystery card there. Marcel and Will has seen it. They know it looks pretty sweet. And you guys are going to be getting that in the mail. All right. It's time. Steve, are you ready?
I'm all ready, man.
Okay. So first, I want to say thank you again for coming on the show and taking your time to get us some details about the upcoming System Open series. The X-Men community really appreciates it. I know just the more we communicate and the more information we have, the X-Men players just feel calmer, feel better about everything. So last week, you published a list of event locations that start in November and go all the way to June, right? So we have cities all over the place, right? We have Philadelphia, Phoenix, Toronto, Chicago, Denver, Atlanta, and Seattle. Now it is in my nature to ask, like, are those all the dates? Is there anything that do you have anything else like planned within those time slots, or are we or is that it? Do we have what we need?
No, we wanted to get the first half of the schedule out so that people could start planning the first part of their year, figure out where they wanted to go, what was going to make sense for them. We are going to have some more dates through the end of the year. Okay. And these are the premier play events, right? But we will also be, we've had a lot of people say, hey, you're going to be at PAX South, you're going to be at these other places. And so we will, as always, we will be at those shows, right? But we're going to be doing at those places just some kind of smaller, more like tune-up events and things like that to maybe get ready for the next big premiere event that's coming. And then across a lot of the communities last year, and the reason for that basically is that across a lot of the communities last year, there was that real interest in more standalone events. You know, people are concerned about the cost of buying all the badges. And so things got placed inside conventions because it was logistically, it makes things just a lot simpler for us. And helps, you know, save some money in some other areas, right, as well. So, but, you know, we saw a couple of specific events where attendance really suffered because of that. And ultimately, the goal is to, you know, give as much opportunity to everybody to play at this premier level as they want and eliminate stuff. So eliminate costs, especially. So this is the first half of the year. We've got some more standalone events coming up in the second half of the year we haven't got all the details locked down on, but there's some notable omissions from this list. There's nothing in Texas. There's nothing in California. You know, maybe keep an eye out. Don't give up hope, California. Don't give up hope, Texas, right? Like there's a little bit more to come.
I gave up hope on Texas a long time ago.
You might want to be careful, Marcel. That's all I'm saying, right? Like those guys in Texas don't joke around. So, this is where we're starting. I think it's a vast improvement over last year. Last year was a little crazy as we moved from just doing the X-Wing Opens into doing all three games. We did a bad job of getting these events up and letting people know in a timely fashion. You know, some of these events only had like 30-day lead time, and obviously that's going to affect attendance as well. So here's the whole first half of the year. And we're also going to be at some other places doing smaller events all throughout that. Likely going to see another event in September and October, maybe November. There's at least two more coming and probably three. We just kind of got to see how other things shake out. Planning an entire year in advance around something you're also trying to really actively grow. We're kind of two-stepping into this one, but it's a lot better than the one-step, two-step, half-step that we did last year. So hopefully that helps out everybody at all these games.
Awesome. Awesome. That's awesome to hear. And I know that premier level players who want to do that, are really appreciative of having the schedule. Thank you so much for having that out, you know, way early. So I have to, Marcel, you have a question for our friend Steve here.
Yeah. Actually, a couple of our friends wanted to know up in Canada, eh? Since I'm the Canadian Shaggy, it turns out.
Yep.
Do we have a date yet for the Toronto event?
That is getting locked down. I'm trying to finish up some final details and have an announcement sometime here in the next 2 weeks, possibly the end of this week, probably the end of next week. But, I put it on the schedule and I'm not pulling it back. So we'll figure it out one way or another.
Awesome. Good. Now,
we've had a lot of local support. Devin and Tim up there from the Prototype League, and they have lobbied real hard for us to come up there. And I really wanted to do it last year, and so kind of redoubled our efforts over the off season, and am real excited to get a chance to bring an event up there.
Sweet.
Fantastic. Now, you definitely covered a couple of our questions that we had on our list here. Let me just double check here.
Actually, while you're checking, I'll have a question while you figure out your next question. Yeah. So there was a lot of talk with the Coruscant and how they have those special rules set up for the Coruscant, and then they're going to have the extended play plus the regular, wherever we are within whatever wave we're at that point.
Right.
They talked about the extended play potentially following the Coruscant format, where they have, a special rule. You have to have such cards in your list or such pilots, or certain things are banned or barred for that. Is that something that, do you have any direction from FFG about when to use that, when not to use that? And how much lead time to give the player base to put together a list for that?
You bet. So PAX Unplugged is just going to be straight up like the 2.0 extended format. And that's going to be the same for the qualifier as well. And then in January, FFG is going to be releasing this hyperspace format. And it will shift there. And we're still waiting for some more information on that. And final details around that kind of thing. But there definitely will be a shift in January. And then I can't say with any certainty that it's going to change again, or that it will change, or that it won't change. So, but there's definitely going to be a change for the Phoenix event. And whether that continues on throughout the rest of the published dates remains to be seen. The other thing I'd tell you is that the side event schedule is pretty closely tied into Squadron Builder and the different formats that they're posting up through there, and those are going to change with whatever the valid format is in Squadron Builder. So for the PAX Unplugged, we're going to be at the No Glory and Battle for Yavin and that kind of thing, and then we added that team event in to give it a little bit of a twist. And then as FFG updates those options in Squadron Builder, you're going to see that those side events change all the time. And there's been some other changes that I think are going to make side events a lot more relevant this year.
Sweet. I'm excited for that. I just want to see what kind of wacky stuff just comes out of it all.
Absolutely.
when you know your co-host didn't read the notes, because that's one of the last questions I had on the list.
One of the most important questions.
I know, but that's always save the best for last. He's hyping it up. Ruin. It's ruined. Turn it all off.
No, I'm preparing for Halloween here. I'm actually in full shagginess, and I don't have time for no notes. Come on.
That's become the standard.
Thank you, Will.
You're all right. All right, Steve, I do have a two-part question for you. So you said that the current schedule includes these premier-level events. Now, are all of these larger events going to be part of this System Open series they've done for the last couple of years?
Yeah, exactly. So the dates that we published there at each of these locations, you're going to see the full run of games, X-Wing, Destiny, L5R, as well as we're doing most of the initial, big push on Keyforge too, which if you need something to do between X-Wing matches, like Keyforge is awesome. So I'm really excited about that one. So so these events as structured are going to look a little bit different from last year. Where we had, at some shows we'd have all three, at some shows we'd, just have X-Wing and Destiny, at some shows we'd have Destiny and L5R, and it just kind of depended on the convention and where we thought the, did it fit the mold of the show and that type of thing. And that's another thing that moving to more standalone events has let us do. So it gives us the opportunity to pull together, all the players from all those games, take advantage of some, larger standalone venues, and kind of help defray the cost of running a bunch of separate events and that type of thing. I think that a lot of players of these FFG games like multiple games. And so this gives them an opportunity to come for a couple of days and kind of really decide, where they want to devote their time.
Cool. So the second part of that. So now if these premier events are part of the open series, the open series for X-Wing had different themes. There was the planetary ones, that were themed around kind of Darth Vader. And then last year they had, all of them were based off of Mandalore. Do you have any information on what, if the theme of this year's, open series for X-Men would be?
The mat just came out. It's Yavin, I think, is where we're at this year. Right. So it's just similar to last year. It's all, like last year was all Mandalore. I think this year's all Yavin. I think that's right.
I had saw that map. Yep, with the Death Star, yeah. Getting the lasers ready.
Yeah, exactly.
So that would be the theme for the entire open series, which does correlate to their Battle of Yavin store kits that they had been advertising as well. So that's cool that they kind of tie in together.
Yeah, I think that, it was neat that each place had a planet, and there's certainly some interesting flavor to that. Logistically, like 8 different types of mats and licensing for 8 different planet names and all that kind of stuff. And it can get a little overwhelming for the FFGOP department when they've got to get multiple approvals from Disney and Lucas and things like that. And the simplification of it is, kind of good on that end. It's great for us because I think I've probably mentioned this before, like not having to always figure out like how many, we're in a new place, we've got new mats, like moving those 3x3 mats on those plastic toppers is the absolute worst part of this job, like doing on the System Open. Like it's a real pain in the neck. And so having to make sure that I only had one type of mat to get around was very helpful last year at some level. You know, and it's a touch that we think that, you know, it needs to happen. Having those toppers is kind of one of these simple things that just kind of makes the event run, you know, more smoothly, no pun intended, when everybody's got a nice level playing surface and you just don't have, it just takes away a thing of like somebody having to run around and shim tables and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm happy to do it, but it truly is the least favorite part of my job.
Well, when it comes to the theme of the mats, like I actually really like that you guys just went to like a single like theme per series per year, because I feel like some cities were I think you guys could have ended up cornered really quickly, because like if you started trying to expand, like, well, we're starting to run out of planets that people actually know. Right. So, you know, by just theming it now, you know, everything this year is, you know, the Yavin Open, you know, everything is Yavin. Well, then it just makes it easier.
The battle of the fourth moon of the third planet from the solar system.
Inevitably, some city gets saddled with a planet name that they're not happy about. And then it's just a nightmare.
Right. Even though I will say that locally, like Chicago, we definitely still call Adepticon the Hoth Open. Like that's still something. That's ours. It like snowed. Yeah. Like even like the first day, like we did it, it like snowed. It was great. Like it was so thematic. It was fantastic. Alrighty. So Steve, last year, you know, was Cascade's first bite at the apple running these major X-Wing events. So what are some things that you feel that you guys learned that can maybe some things that you're planning on improving for the upcoming season, some room for improvement that you realize, all right, we got to do X, Y, and Z better next time. What are those things?
Well, I think a lot of it's already, you've already seen, right? Like solid announcement with the locations laid out. You know, you've got the whole first half of the year planned out so folks can plan their travel. A lot of these standalones are in hotels or like in the case of the Atlanta Open. So that's actually in conjunction with MomoCon. So we'll be having tune-up events inside the show, but this particular event, you do not need a MomoCon badge to go. It's a really great show. And if you want something to do the 2 days before the event, you know, buy a couple of day passes, because it's a really great show. The folks that run that show are amazing, and they worked really hard with us to create this space, you know, in conjunction with their show, where we could bring, you know, the different communities, and they wouldn't necessarily have to pony up for that badge if they didn't want to. But you know, shout out to MomoCon, like, buy the badge if you've got a couple extra days before the show. It's a great show and they're great people.
Awesome. So when I want to talk about the schedule for the upcoming PAX Unplugged event.
Yeah, you bet.
Because I pulled up, you know, I went to PAX Unplugged and under events, I typed in X-Wing so that I could see everything that was X-Wing. And we have listed on Friday, there's an event labeled as X-Wing System Open. Then on Saturday, there's X-Wing Extended Qualifiers. And then Sunday, those are the side events. I think that's pretty obvious. Can we talk about what's the difference between the Friday System Open and the Extended Qualifiers?
Sure. Well, it's not much different than last year. So Friday is your System Open qualifying. It's six rounds. The format change this year is that there's no stage one, stage two. That was one thing that I saw last year. You know, if you went 0-2 in the first stage, you'd already gotten all your participation prizes. There was not any real incentive for you to play that third round because we were having hangar bays, but everybody was waiting for that elite hangar bay in the afternoon to get the extra participation prize. And it just really, I had to tell a lot of people, like, yeah, we can do this, but you probably want to wait around for later. And so you had people sitting for like 3 hours with, you know, nothing to do. And that's, you know, if it was me, I would have not have been happy about that. First, I wouldn't have been happy that I went 0-2, and you know, those things happen. But then to sit around for 3 hours and stew about it before you get a chance to, you know, play again and redeem yourself, is just, you know, not that much fun. So this year, 6 rounds, 5 wins, in the 6 rounds, moves you into the finals on Saturday. Which, yeah, I don't see a finals listed on PAX's schedule, but it's that's definitely how it works, right? So you'll have a top cut of people that are 5-1 or 6-0, and those folks will make the second cut and play on Saturday morning. And then everybody else can play in the extended qualifier, which is another 6-round tournament, and you 6-0 that, you earn that world's invite, just like the hyperspace qualifiers last year.
Okay.
And you'll have that same ability to jump, right? So if you you know, if you make the top cut but are eliminated prior to the top 8, you can move into the extended qualifier with buys through the completed rounds.
Got it. Okay, so that is what wasn't super clear. Like, yeah, just going through the schedule, we were like, wait, are these different? Is one like, you know, limited format, and the other one's extended? Like, we were like a bunch of speculation. We were like, we have no idea what does this mean?
Cool, yeah.
Because there's different vocabulary.
And thank you for the feedback. And I've been answering those questions. They come up, and I've been trying to clarify, like, the pre-reg page with some of that information. But I will go in there tomorrow on the website and kind of punch that up so that can clarify things for folks.
Great. And we'll definitely, you know, we'll post out, because people want to know this information, right? So we'll get it out there so people understand that essentially they're running exactly the same as they did last year, except that there's no stage 1, stage 2. You get to play as long, you can play all 6 rounds if you want to.
You could play all 6 rounds. And then the other big change is the way the prizing is going to work.
Oh, so you're so good at transitions.
Yeah, the prizing is moving to that same model that the Destiny Galactic qualifiers had with prize tickets. So again, if you win one, lose one, or something like that, right? You're going to continue to earn prize tickets for each win. So you can just play all 6 rounds of the system open and do as best you can. But, you know, if you get to that point where you're like, this isn't any fun anymore, I want to flip over to one of these side events, and now there's 4 different kinds of side events instead of just one hangar bay, you've got a ton more options. You get to choose when you want to be out of the system open effectively, and make the decision yourself about, okay, you know, I'm done with that part, and now I want to do this part, instead of, well, I'm out of this and I got to sit until something else starts, and it's only going to be this thing. So I'm really excited that there's a lot more flexibility. There's a lot more, there's going to be a bunch of different ways to earn the prize tickets. And this is a thing that, you know, has been in the Magic community for a long time, but having that prize wall where it's like, all right, you know, I came in this morning, I'm ready to play the system open, I'm looking at the prizes, I'm like, I want that thing, I know I need this many tickets, I'm going to figure out the events I can play to earn that many tickets and get the exact prize I want. You know, there'll still be some set participation stuff and that kind of thing. But if all you really want is a bunch of different, you know, target locks or whatever, you can just farm for those essentially, right? And get whatever you want to fill out, you know, your gear.
So you're saying that the tickets at the different FFG premier events, they're kind of like universal tickets. I can use them to get prizes from any game that you have prizes available?
No, each game is isolated. Its own tickets.
Okay.
But you will have multiple prizes to choose from.
Got it.
So yeah, it's not like I've got to make the second stage of the system open to get the shield tokens or whatever, right? It's like, if I want shield tokens, I need this many tickets, and I'm going to, you know, hustle through, you know, this system open and these 2 pods and try and get the tickets I want so I can get my shield tokens.
Oh, okay. So you can get tickets even from the side events.
Absolutely.
Ah, okay. Is that the main, are those the prizes for the side events, or tickets? Is that how that works?
Yeah, tickets and the main event as well, right? So so if you're not familiar with how Destiny worked last year, so the Destiny Galactic qualifiers, you got a certain amount of tickets per win in the Destiny Galactic qualifiers. And then you got same thing in the pods. You could win, you know, one to four tickets, depending on how well you did in the pod. So you're going to see a system similar to that, where your number of wins equates to more tickets and, you know, the ability to get more and different prizes, plus always participation stuff. So,
okay, that's pretty awesome. I like the fact that, you know, because, yeah, I was not familiar with the Destiny thing. I did, you know, I was at the system opens with you guys. I did see your guys' case and people walking up with stuff, but I never took the time to be like, what are they doing? I just mind my own business.
Destiny players were really stoked to be able to, you know, chase the different spot gloss cards with the characters and get the, you know, we had whatever 20 different spot gloss cards with the characters on them, and so, you know, people could chase for tickets to get their Yoda card all day if they wanted, or their Boba Fett, you know, and now you guys are going to be able to do the same thing.
So I do have a question about, you had mentioned that there is four different side events that you could get these tickets from. Mm-hmm. I saw them listed there of the standard, which I assume is extended, the No Glory variant, which was no named pilots, the Battle of Yavin, which is named pilots from Battle of Yavin. Though there is also a one that I'm unfamiliar with, which is team. What would be a team side event?
So that's just going to be 150 point two players. You each field a 150 point squad, 2.0 extended format, and play together as a team against two other players. And those will likely be like single round matchups, you know, like this team versus that team. So they'll have an extended time limit on the round, since you've got four players playing instead of two. But you'll get a chance to try out some different tactics, right? And have two squads flying together against two other squads.
Okay.
So that was not a standard FFG format. That's I worked with Ian Hamp to come up with that one.
Yeah, I've seen something similar to that at the Nova Nationals. And it seemed to be a lot of fun from the feedback I heard.
Yeah, we're just trying to do some different things. And, you know, I'm always game for if the community is like, hey, we really want this to be a side event. You know, we're here to listen to you guys. And if enough people want to play a certain way, you know, we'll figure out if we can work it into the rotation.
I see. Yeah,
another thing that a ticketing system allows us to do is, because it's not like, well, you play in this event to get this card, or you play in that event to get these target locks or these shield tokens. Now it's, you play in this event and we figure out the ticket economy and say, you know, this is going to take about this long, and win certain number of wins, you're going to earn you a certain amount of tickets, and then you pick the prize you want.
Cool. So this might be a question simple, but there previously used to be like epic and team epics, but those are now only in first edition. That hasn't carried over yet. So right. I would want to ask, for Cascade Games, is there going to be any other support for first edition, or are you guys fully transferring over to the second edition?
I think that is probably similar to my previous answer, right? Like if there's a bunch of call for people who want to, you know, do a 1.0 throwback, I'm certainly not opposed to adding it as a side event. At this particular show at PAX Unplugged, the team event is sort of a way to address the ability to use some different ships and figure out what you want to do. And then as the rules come out for those epic ships, they'll also be you'll be able to start to spin that stuff into those types of things. If that answers your question.
Yes. It sounds like unless there is a very high demand for it, there's you don't plan on anything currently?
Not currently, no.
Okay. That's about what I assumed it would be, or hope so anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't play any first edition events because I burned all my first edition stuff. it's fine. It was on purpose. We did a whole video. It was a funeral pyre. It was
there you go.
It was respectful. It was classy.
Yeah,
you know.
I would play, but Dion made me do it. He made me burn. He runs a tight ship.
That's right. You're on this team. You're burning it. We're transitioning. We're moving on. Marcel, anything else you wanna ask Steve?
Wait, is this on the notes or is this?
No, this
off
is
the dome.
Off the dome. Off the dome.
Off the dome.
I mean, you don't check the notes, so it doesn't matter.
I'm just really excited to make it. I was actually looking to go to PAX and. At least one of our other, outside of Dion, one of our other Gold Squadron members are going to go, Francois. Wish him well. I was planning on going. Unfortunately, it's in order to get the full benefit of it, you've got the regular event on Friday and Saturday. I can't miss work Friday. But yeah, just really excited to make it to hopefully two or three of these events throughout the year.
Good deal.
And find a way to sneak my way into Worlds somehow.
So is that, and I guess that's something that hasn't been officially released yet. I don't know how much you can say. We're gonna pick at you, Steve, until you just tell us sure. No, right? So we've heard that there's definitely like paths to Worlds through the System Open series. So is that like the top prize if you win like the System Open and the extended qualifier, you get that ticket to Worlds? That's the
I believe that the System Open will be the same, where the top eight are going to get invites. Definitely the champ will get invites, and then the format like Hyperspace qualifier last year, those 6-0 players will get invites as well.
Okay, knowing that the top eight might get an invite, I think that will make people happy, because I know there was some, when we first like got some of the information, people were like, wait, you have to win, but you know, you only have X number of events and you only have like a 20-person world. People were over exaggerating, right? But all right, knowing that it's you know, the top eight can get invites, I think that's a good thing, I think, for the community.
That
spreads
that
the love.
Hasn't changed from last year.
Okay, awesome. So let's see, Do you have anything? Can you give us like a nugget about like any idea of what the prizes are?
Unfortunately, not. No.
We tried.
I am still waiting. I am still waiting for that info. And as soon as I have it, you guys will have it.
Fantastic. Now, community, I'm talking to you guys. You can't say that I didn't ask. I asked, okay? Because you know, if I don't ask Steve, they'll be mad at me, right? They're like,
the piece I can tell you is that. You will also have access to previous year's prizes, right? So the stuff I have left over from last year is stuff you'll be able to pull off that prize wall, plus whatever the new stuff is from this season.
You were going to say something, Marcel?
Yeah, there you go. I mean, he's probably got some 1.0 cards left over from last year, so you can start collecting again. And
I've got an awful lot of acrylic, too, so.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh. Acrylic's good. And I know those, do you have extra of those 2.0 titles that you were handing out at the end of?
Got a few of those left.
Cause I know people are looking for those, cause those are rare. So, that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you had mentioned about things that, you were trying to, improve from last year. Do you have any, maybe like ambitious plans or like something that you are trying to implement, but it didn't quite get into this season?
There's been a couple of things, and I guess this is a great place to bring it up. But one thing that I've always really appreciated about the X-Wing community is the way that all over the country, all over the world, everybody joins together in these squads, and I'd really love to get these things to the point where we've got some squad representation at the shows and in the events, and whether that's setting up spaces for each squadron to like just have a community rally point for their squad, or have the ability to show off ship mods and card alters and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's the thing that I've been kind of chipping away at, trying to figure out how to fit in. And if that's something that, you know, the community think would really be excited about, and so that everybody can kind of post up their banners. I remember the first system open that we ran 2 years ago in San Antonio, and some of the squad showed up and they're like, can we put up our banners? And I was like, what, you guys brought banner, your own banners? I'm like, yeah, sure, like, go for it, right? You know, because that just helps. I think, you know, it adds to the flavor and the atmosphere in the room. And if everybody's squadron has got a rally point, and then it just, you know, it all just adds to the flavor and atmosphere of the event. And so that's something that I've been trying to figure out exactly how to fit into these things, that if there was legitimate interest in it, if that's something you guys think as a community you would like to see as well, then, you know, I'll push harder for that.
Yeah, I love the idea. And this actually, like you said, this is a perfect place to mention it, because you said it, it's out there. So now Reddit and everywhere else is going to start coming up with ideas, and you're going to get bombarded with them. So yeah, this is, I would personally like it. I would love it.
Well,
so we can bump muscles with some of our other brethren squadron friends, or not so friends.
Well, like, I'm definitely, like, we actually we have some new Gold Squadron t-shirts on order with a new logo and stuff like this that I'm super excited about. And one of the things on the list with the art that's coming from that is going to be a Gold Squadron flag, like, no doubt.
Nice.
So that'll be part of my kit when I'm driving, when I'm flying around the country, just coming and waving my Gold Squadron flag.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, I think it's one of the things that makes the community around this game great is that allegiance that everybody's got to their squad, right? And I think that I had also seen a question about how do I pick the locations, and, you know, community absolutely has something to do with that, right? Like, knowing I'm coming to a city with a big player base that's passionate about the game and is going to make people turn out, right? Like, last year Glendale, with 30 days notice, you know, put 150 players in the building. And I'm like, I challenged them this year, right? I was like, all right, Gold's or Phoenix Squadron. You've got, you know, you've got 60, you've got an extra, you know, 60 days of runway, and I already rented the bigger building, so, you know, show up.
I think that's a good one for Gold Squadron to go to, because it is like -30 below here, and it is not quite that cold over there.
Yeah, you know, the other reason I plan things is so that I can be in the sunshine in January.
So. smart guy.
Smart man.
You know, Steve knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
I travel a lot, you know, and Chicago in March at Adepticon is going to be cold, but I'll be there for you guys.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate you, man. Well, Steve, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We did have one listener question here, which I know that's something that people have been asking FFG, but do you know if there's anything coming down the line with electronic list submissions, or are we still just doing paper for now?
So we are working, I guess I'll mention this too, we're doing some testing at DreamHack Atlanta with it, and we will be rolling out at PAX Unplugged, working with Best Coast Pairings. So you guys are now also going to have, like, electronic match slip submission, you know, submission of your match slips at the table through the BCP player app. So I would recommend everybody downloads the Best Coast Pairings player app. You'll be able to check in for your events, get notified when pods are going to be happening. So instead of, like, putting your name on a piece of paper and then coming back and checking on it, like, we're working with them to make sure we have this pod notification system. So when your pod fills, you'll get a notification on your phone that your pod's being paired. So you can come to that. And then, and also working with them on building out electronic deck list submission as well. So we just don't have to all run around carrying paper and things like that. So that is, I don't know that we'll have the deck submission stuff ready for PAX Unplugged, but it is the goal throughout the rest of the season. If everything goes great at PAX Unplugged, then we'll be, you know, trying to move on and continue to work with Best Coast Pairings to bring more tools to the players.
Yeah, they actually reached out to me and they gave me some tidbits of some of the plans that they have and things that they're trying to do. And I'm really excited to, once I get my hands on the app and start taking a look at it, you know, doing a really thorough review, because it has the potential to be really, just really event changing. Just, you know, we all carry our mobile devices on ourselves constantly, right? Like, it's never away from us. And just to be able to just have that information readily available, not having, you know, 120 people trying to surround one piece of paper,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
could be absolutely huge.
How do I get it into my Nextel flip phone?
Well, the good news is that we'll still have a physical scorekeeper, and if you really need to, you can walk your match slip up to the front desk and we'll be able to take care of all that for you.
There you go. Backups are important.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, you have the floor, my friend. Is there anything else about the System Open series that you want to mention, plug, anything at all?
Keep an eye on the website and our Facebook page. As I mentioned earlier, I think you and I were talking, Diona, working to have all the pre-reg for these events up and running in the next couple of weeks. The Adepticon one will still pre-reg through Adepticon's website. Everything else on that list will come through us, our webpage. Every event will have a Facebook event so that everybody can share it around and ask location venue specific questions so that we don't, you know, gum up like one Facebook post or anything. So, you know, at the ones you're interested in going to, make sure you you know, plug in on that Facebook event and, you know, get ready to pre-register. There will always be on-site registration, but there will be a $5 additional fee for on-site registration this year. So get in early. It helps us know how many people are coming, how much prizing to bring, if I got to get the room bigger, all that kind of stuff. So it really helps us out. It really helps us out when we know how many people are showing up. So, and it'll save you a couple of bucks now too, versus showing up day of. And then we're always looking for help at these events. So if you've got an interest in judging and that type of thing, you know, check out our website, take some of the judge tests and prove you can walk the walk and talk the talk. And then you can apply for any events that you're interested in coming to. We don't have a lot of trouble anymore filling X-Wing judge slots, but there's a lot of stuff going on there too. So and we just always need help, right? Those are the things that I would say. Keep an eye on the website, and you know, I'm looking forward to seeing this community again all year. I've met so many people over the last 2 years running these things, and it's honestly just one of my favorite communities that we work with.
Fantastic. And Steve, I'm super excited to be going to be on point for you guys at every single U.S. System Open, which Gold Squadron Podcast is going to be there, bringing the coverage live to everybody out there. VTTV is going to take care of Canada. I might go up to play. That might be the one I get to play in. Because everything else I'll be working.
Right on.
So super excited about that. And thank you for all your help and support in the streaming. I know a lot of people don't get the behind the scenes and know what's going on, but Steve does a ton to help us out to make sure that, you know, even just as simple as, Dion, do you need a table? Like, yes, thank you so much. Like, just the simple things that make my job as a streamer significantly easier, you know, when I'm rushing in from the airport and be like, oh, I'm here. Let's get set up.
No problem. My pleasure. It's I know everybody wants to see this stuff, and really, I thank you for making the commitment to show up so that I know that the X-Wing community will be able to watch all of these events.
Absolutely. All right, Steve, you can feel free to disconnect. Will and Marcel and I are going to close out the show, but you are dismissed. Have a wonderful night, my friend.
Thank you very much, Dion. Thank you guys all. And I will see you out there.
Yep, we'll see you. Good to have you on.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys. Are you guys pumped to go to some system opens?
Oh, so excited. Yeah. I almost made it out to – I was this close to Philadelphia. I might even still sneak it in and just crash wherever Francois is staying. He needs somebody to spoon with. I can't leave him, like, just lonely like that. So, I don't know. I might find a way to make it out there still. I don't know. Sounds fun.
Yeah. I mean, of course, like we'll all be at Adepticon. Like, that's like our home. We have to protect it. Will, we got to protect.
Oh, man. I got some funny stuff to go on for this year's Adepticon. So, one of my best friends, she does T-shirt designs.
Okay.
And she's getting into the sublimation that she could basically print, like, directly onto the fabric.
Ooh.
And that's how you get those, like, full T-shirt prints. And I'm going to be trying to get a pretty funny full print shirt of, like, the last couple of Adepticons and stuff. So I'm going to be real swagged out to the T. Try to go full intimidation mode.
Do you know who I am? This is my house.
Yeah, we'll see if it helps.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I am the system open champion. That's fine. There's nobody else has won back to back system opens. So
I don't think anybody's won two of them.
That's what I'm saying.
Total.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's this is, you know, that's the Gold Squadron's house. This is our place. Goodbye, everybody. Don't even show up. It's ours. It belongs to me.
Yeah, it'll be real easy to win if I'm the only one in the tournament. So if everybody could help that out.
That's right. I mean, we need to make history, right? Three-time, four-time, five-time, just forever. Just forever. Pay for the event so that FFG keeps coming back. And then, you know, we keep doing what we got to do.
Yeah, they got Hangar Base. You can do other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Go get your prize ticket somewhere else. We're just... It's history.
I do like that prize ticket. It seemed to have gone over... well at the Worlds, though there's a couple of hiccups, a couple of people, but if that is your prerogative, if you are going to obtain that prizes, then it seems to work perfect.
Yeah, I mean, that's I just like the opportunity that it gives players motivation to play. I think the problem, like Steve even just hit it on the head, right? The problem with the previous stage is that it discouraged you from playing. It's like, oh, you lost a couple games, just get out. It's not worth playing anymore.
I mean, I see the value of it, that they were trying to, like, suggest to people that maybe they should go do something else.
Maybe you should leave.
But yeah, it had negative connotations that they didn't anticipate. So it seems to be a nice compromise.
Yeah, I'm digging it. So we'll see what those prizes are. I'm sure Steve will let us know as soon as you know. And of course, I know you guys are wondering if I can get my hands on some of that sweet, sweet swag. Yes, we will be giving it away on stream. Don't worry about it. Like, I got you guys. I'll try to sweet talk Steve and be like, Steve, you know,
sweet stock.
Yeah, sweet stock, both. Why not both?
Sweetly. Well, when you stock them, make sure to wear their out. Wear the outfit you got on today.
Rawr. Yeah, why not? Alrighty, guys. You know this. We got so much new information about the system open. Just a lot of good clarifications, and I think the biggest thing for me is that. The clarification that essentially it works exactly the same as it was before, minus the fact that you can play and the prize tickets. I like that we got that clarification, because I know some of the vocabulary that FFG's been using and throwing around has been a little confusing, to say the least. But now we know.
So here's the kind of competitive talk on that. So if Past Unplugged is extended, mm-hmm. and everything else will be hyperspace, how do you feel about PAX then as a tournament? Can we still use that data in analysis for the hyperspace variant?
That is a good question. I think, honestly, it just depends on what the hyperspace variant looks like, right? Because we don't know how much is being taken out. We know some things are going to be not available, but we don't know how much. Now, if it's a lot similar to the, you know, No Glory and the Battle of Yavin, like if they're taking out huge chunks, which I doubt, to be completely honest, I think it's going to be like extended modified is what it's going to end up kind of looking like.
Well, to that point, because they're adding the new factions in, they really don't need to limit those at all. What they need to limit is Scum, Empire, and Rebellion.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right. And when we get those, we'll definitely, you know, we'll do a full overview on all of that. But you know, even though it's going to be different than all the rest, one thing that is awesome is that we have had quite a few major events, starting with the Gold Squadron Classic and then going all the way up until like the Minock Open, right? It's going to be the last one right before PAX major event, that we have a lot of data going into this tournament. So it's kind of like its own mini season in one, which I really like that feel. You know, we're going in to PAX Unplugged, understanding that it's kind of like a dividing line. All right, this is the first one. We're getting used to the System Open series. We understand how it fits in. And now we're going to go ahead and change the format with the new year.
So there is the issue of PAX being on November 30th. Now, I'm not sure if this was ever confirmed, but from my understanding, they were supposed to get the Wave 2 kits, First Order and Resistance, out on the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Is that timeline?
I'm hearing that same number, too. I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but I don't really think it'll matter because of the old rules. If you remember the old play rules of the 14-day or 10-day or whatever it is. And it's a premier level event, so you've got
most likely won't be legal,
right? You still got that 14 day leeway before it can be legal. But it could be fun, maybe if they allow it in the side events. That could be awesome
in the hangar bays or something else.
I'm really glad that you brought that up.
You look so excited, by the way. I'm just loving seeing you right now. You're like, I can't wait to talk. I want to talk. I love it.
Throw me off myself.
So all of you listening on in your cars, in the train, or wherever it is that you listen to the podcast, tune in and watch this man's dinosaur-y smile.
Will, I'm really glad that you brought up the First Order and Resistance coming in, because essentially the what is that going to be? I think it was Phoenix, right? The first one of the new year where we have the new format. That's mm-hmm. when we start. That's going to be our first major event with five factions, which I think is a really cool way to just start that off. Great point bringing that up. Yeah, so we'll have five factions. That'll be fun to stream and to be a part of that group.
When is actually that might lead a that might be a clue of this entire thing. What is the last date of their currently announced events? Was it Adepticon?
Ooh, I see where you're going with this. So it's June 2nd. So
June 2nd. So my tinfoil hat tells me.
Oh, I need a speculation flash.
Speculations. That would tell me that these events might possibly be the ones that include the First Order and Resistance, and then the second half may include the other three factions.
mind
is that,
blown.
Is that logic thinking pan out?
I'm in. I mean, some people might say like, well, Will, they're just doing the first 6 months of the year. It goes from January to June. Can't you see that? Can't you see that? But guys, come on. Why not theorize? Why not? Why not throw that out there?
Timeline makes sense. I mean, everything should add up.
Oh, because Gen Con happens after that, right?
Gen Con's in August?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, Gen Con is maybe like the official release of the next one.
You said three more?
There's going to be
Summer Test. You've got the...
Oh, yeah, just two more.
Two more, sorry.
Okay. I was
seven total.
Like,
there was a mystery faction you didn't know about myself.
I'm just waiting for the Old Republic.
It's never going to happen.
Never going to happen.
The Old Republic.
I want
Darth Revan. I just want Darth Revan to stand there and just like crush ships, and he doesn't even have to fly; he just has to stand there and just like crush them and make them implode, and blood and guts, and yeah, that.
I think that was more Darth Nihilus.
Yeah, Darth Nihilus was.
Yeah,
you're right.
That's right. I know my Star Wars.
Yeah, me too. Kinda, sort of. I played it a few years ago.
Oh man. Yeah, so I'm excited.
Nihilus? I thought it was Nihilis.
Healy.
That's how you spell it.
Sure. If you want it to be, I'm in. So Darth Vader, he asks, what have you done with those plans? Marcel, what's our next event? What's the next big thing coming up?
PAX.
No. Liar.
Yes.
No.
League Night.
Disrespect. No.
Okay, wait. I got it. We're doing on November... no, it's not the 5th. No, it's still on November 4th. We've got the Pastimes Monthly Tournament happening at noon. Registration's at noon at 1 p.m. It's I think it's a $10 entry fee. So everybody in the Chicago and Midwest area, make it out to Pastimes. You're going to get to see myself. You're going to get to see Goal Leader Ron. And you're going to get to see all of the Gold Squadron people. Is that what you're talking about?
No, but that's all true. None of what you said is a lie.
We're going to have November 4th at Pastimes in Niles, Illinois. 12 o'clock registration, 1 p.m. Dials down, and let's have some fun.
Will, what else is happening this weekend?
Well, you probably won't be able to stream that tournament because you'll be in Las Vegas. Or it's not Las Vegas. It's Burbank, California.
Burbank, California, yeah.
For the Minock Open.
That's right. So super excited. We're streaming the 3rd and the 4th. And if you're going to be there, come hang out. I'm super excited to see how that goes. One thing I'm working on with, you know, with that game cafe that they're going to be streaming the finals at, the Top Cut. I want to figure out a way to get like a crowd reaction camera linked into the stream. I have a plan on how to make it work. There's just a couple of the pieces of equipment that I need to buy in the next couple of days to make it work. I'm going to try because I think that would be a super cool view or at least like a recording that I could like edit in later where you see like a big move. People are like, oh, my God, like just add that hype. I'm going to try. We'll see. No promises, though. No promises.
Yeah, we're going to need everybody hanging out at that game store. It needs to be posting pictures of all the streams on the screens. Because I won't be there, so I would like to just imagine.
Yeah, just feel the hype.
Get that taste of that like red zone gold squadron. Like what it could be, man. Oh man, could be nationwide, man. Could be in every game store everywhere.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what, Will? I have a challenge for the people. I've got a challenge for the people. If you're going to be at your game store on either Saturday or Sunday and you could get our stream up on a TV, I want you to snap a picture with you and your squadron hanging out, watching the stream, and should we give away some stuff? I like giving away stuff. Should we give away some stuff? If you do it, you'll be entered in a drawing for a prize. I need to figure out what it is. Maybe it'll be Minock Open theme. We'll see what they give me. We'll see. I'll go over there and beg and say, give me some stuff. I want to give it away. Well, I just want to see. I want to see some pictures of people hanging out at the game stores watching watching a stream. I think that'd be cool. And then another major event that's happening. We've just been talking about it all day. PAX Unplugged, the System Open Series, November 30th to December 2nd. Make sure if you're going to that event, you're planning on it, you do have to buy the event, you know, event registration, but you also have to get a badge to the convention. Currently, if you're planning on staying for the 3 days, okay, so the 3-day pass is $65 and individual days are $30. Now, Saturday and Friday and Saturday are the main two events, and then the Sunday is side events. So if you're not going to planning on doing the side events to try to farm some tickets and you're just going Friday and Saturday, it's cheaper just to get the first, like the single dates. But if you're planning on doing the three, you'll save $25 if you get that 3-day pass now. So go ahead, sign it up, because there's only a few left. They actually have it. They're saying, like, you know, limited number left. So go ahead, get yours now. Now, before I close this out, gentlemen, any shout-outs, anything that I missed, go for it. This is your time.
My wig itches.
Your wig looks so good. You know, maybe I could figure out a quick way to just show off your beautiful face.
Take a screenshot.
Let's see. Hold on.
Does itch, by the way. It is itchy as heck.
I think the beautiful people at home would love to see you. Here we go. Go a little window capture. I'm going to put this hangouts. It's a little dangerous doing this. Let's see.
Uh-oh. You're going to burn the system.
Got it. There you are.
Ooh, look at that. That's Will.
No, that's you.
That's Will.
Yeah, dude, I like how a month ago, Marcel asked for the stream, like, I don't have the technology to do that. It would take me forever to figure that out.
And he figured that out in like 2 minutes. Not even 2 minutes. That was like 30 seconds.
I couldn't figure out how to do it because the screen sharing wasn't working. I figured it out like a couple months ago. The problem is that if you're all video cuts out, like, well, it turns into like a black screen and all this stuff. And then I also can't click around in my tabs if I have this open. Like, it's really weird. Like, you just kind of there. There's Marcel. I'm gonna put him on top of his Wookiee. Or not Wookiee, Ewok. Right there.
Anyway, shout out to Dion for figuring out in 30 seconds what took him a month before.
Yay. It took me a month. Never mind. Anyway, let's close this out. So don't forget to hit that Twitch Prime button every 30 days, guys. If you're a subscriber, thank you so much for taking your time. Every 30 days. We're probably coming up on a 30-day cycle right now. So I'll be talking about it at the Minoc Open as well. Huge way. It's literally free money. It's the only way in the world I've ever found how to get free money, except like in birthday cards from your grandma or family members, you know. But besides that, boom, free money. Just click the button. Thank you so much, everybody who's taken it. Thank you to everybody who's watched on YouTube. A new series that we've been putting out there, which people have really, really had a good response to, is our X-Wing Quick Tips. They're a lot of fun for me to make, and I have a list of topics that I'm planning on going through, and it's super fun. So if you haven't watched those yet, go ahead. The idea behind those videos is in 5 minutes or less, going over a useful piece of X-Wing information. It has diagrams and pictures and even like a quiz at the end. So go ahead, watch it. Give us the thumbs up. It's been really well received, and that makes me super excited. And last but not least, thank you to our patrons. You guys are the ones that drive the content that we do here at Gold Squadron Podcast. You guys are the ones who really just make this whole thing possible. I told Steve, hey, I'm going to all the system opens. How am I doing that? You guys, thank you so much. And that's how we're going to bring this content to the community. You guys are fantastic. So for Will and Marcel and Steve, who chose Lobot as his avatar, as you can see right there, because he's the one, he's actually the one in control. You think Lando's in control? It's actually Lobot. He's the one who was really running the city. Gold Squadron, out.